like for you to turn to the 41st chapter of Ezekiel. And I'm going to read about the first 7 verses here. Afterward, he brought me to the temple and measured the posts, 6 cubits broad on the one side and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits. The sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length thereof, 40 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits. Then went he inward and measured the posts of the door, 2 cubits, and the door, 6 cubits, and the breadth of the door, 7 cubits. So he measured the length thereof, 20 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits, before the temple. And he said unto me, this is the most holy place. After he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber, 4 cubits, round about the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3, one over another, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house, for the side chambers wound about, that they might have a hold, but they had not hold in the wall of the house. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers. For the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the midst. That's 7 verses of the 41st chapter of Ezekiel. I want to sing a part of my little message this morning, if I can. Kind of stopped up in there, and maybe I can't, but I'm going to try. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I don't want to sing another one. That's a familiar one to all of it, but all of us, but I want it in my little message this morning. Onward, upward, Christian soldier, bravely push the battle on. There's a great reward before us. Soon the conflict will be won. Hallelujah, shout the chorus. Onward, upward is our song. Crowns of victory lie before us. Boldly march against the wrong. Grasp the sword and go with courage, ever humbly watch and pray. Never, never be discouraged, never falter by the way. Hallelujah, shout the chorus. Onward, upward is our song. Crowns of victory lie before us. Boldly march against the wrong. Go the captives to deliver, leaving all the world behind. Hoping, trusting, doubting never, crowned in heaven we shall find. Hallelujah, shout the chorus. Onward, upward is our song. Crowns of victory lie before us. Boldly march against the wrong. Onward, upward is the watchword, till the King of Saints we see. Then before his throne in glory, we shall reign eternally. Hallelujah, shout the chorus. All of you sing. Onward, upward is our song. Crowns of victory lie before us. Boldly march against the wrong. I've got another one yet. D deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus daily let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in the precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and His perfect will. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in the precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, though it cost our trials, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in Thy precious holy word. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflict past finds me conqueror, and in His own image perfected at last. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in a precious holy word. Now I want to read this seventh verse again. A little message is hidden in there. It's not so hidden, but it's in there anyway, and I'll not get through with it today, I'm sure. There'll probably be two or three messages from this verse. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers. For the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the bits. Did you notice there that it's up, up, up? Still upward. That's what I've been singing about. Still upward. I'm pressing on the upward way. Climbing higher every day. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus. Doesn't sound like those go together, does it? But they do. Brother George Harmon used to say the way down is, or the way up is down. And we take root downward and bear fruit upward. So deeper and higher, the way to victory and to heaven in the end is upgrade all the way. Up, yeah. Still up, and still up is going up. Yeah. I heard or read once of an airplane pilot, and he left the airfield to go to another airfield over there somewhere. And soon after his takeoff, he heard a noise in his plane that he recognized as the gnawing of a rat. Well, that struck fear to him. He didn't know where that rat was. He didn't know what it was gnawing on. Maybe it was gnawing right at some of the cables that were pertinent to the control of that plane. And so he didn't know what to do. He first thought of turning around and going back to the airfield that he left. And he decided against that, and it was quite a ways on ahead to the airfield that he was going to. But he remembered something that he had learned a long time before about rodents. And that was that they could not live in high elevations. So he just nosed his plane upward, and he climbed, and he climbed, and he climbed. He got way high in the air, and the noise stopped. The rat couldn't take it up there. Why I said that was to say to you that if you have things that are plaguing your life, rodents that are gnawing at the vitals of your soul, such as attitudes, dispositions, feelings, hurt feelings, whatever, gnawing right at the very vitals of your soul, just remember that rodents can't live in high elevations. And just start climbing for a higher elevation in your spiritual life. Moving up to higher altitudes. And as you go, you will see those things dropping off. And they'll cease to plague your life as you move into higher elevations. Those things all belong to a low plane, low elevation. Just get higher and you'll get rid of them. My text says upward, still upward. Just as long as there's anything plaguing you or bothering you or gnawing at the vitals of your soul or robbing you of the blessings of God and of your victories, keep climbing to another level and another level, and just keep going till those things drop off. They die, they lose their power. I was out to Brother Glidewell's one time during his lifetime, and his boys were out there in the shop. They have a shop out there, and at that time the boys were operating the farm operation there, and they were both out there in the shop that day. So I moseyed out there and visited with them a little while, and in the course of the conversation I asked how much land they were farming. They said about 800 acres. Well, if you're farming wheat or something, that isn't a big field, 800 acres. But row crop that has to be cultivated and taken care of, that's quite a little land to farm. And I said, well, that's quite a little chore to take care of that much. He explained to me that they were farming about half that much, maybe, before. But he said it came to a point where that they weren't able to produce enough on what they were farming to protect their investment and give them a return on their investment. They had too much invested to make it a paying proposition for what they were farming. And he said, we either had to expand or get out. We couldn't go on and make it pay with the investment we had in machinery and land and everything. Couldn't make it pay off with what we were farming. So they just about expanded double. They just extended on out there, and then they were doing all right. Well, I carried that with me till now, and I've discovered that we come to this point at times in our own lives. If you've been living for God very long, you've got a considerable investment in your life. And you've made a lot of sacrifices, and you've dropped off a lot of things and forsaken a lot of things denied yourself a lot of things. You've got a considerable investment in your life. If you've been living for God very long, and you will come to a place in your life, perhaps numbers of times, where you either have to expand or lose out. Many people have gone back at that point. Rather than to make more sacrifice, deny themselves more, expand their experience, and increase with the increase of God some more in their lives at the cost that they would have to pay for that, they've just thrown up their hands, so to speak, and given up. We come to places where if we want our investment to pay off and want to protect our investment, we have to enlarge. We have to go farther. It's go farther or go back. That's what those Glidewell boys learned in their farming. It's expand or quit. Just fold up. They couldn't make a return on their investment at the place where they stood, and they chose to expand. God help you and me to have that in our hearts, that at whatever cost, whatever sacrifice is involved, whatever self-denial is involved, whatever, that we will seek a larger and broader area to support our investment and to make our lives worthwhile. Make them pay. Your life will continue to pay more and more and more dividends and more rich blessings and fulfillment in your life if when you come to those times you just expand, you enlarge, you climb higher. Go higher and get all the rodents out of your soul, all those things that are plaguing you and hindering you. The word that I bring you this morning is that the land is before you. Behold, the whole land is before you. Everything that God has promised you is out there. The song says, press on to what's before us. It's out there. There's more before us than there is behind us. And it's greater and richer and more fulfilling the farther you go. Upward, still upward, still upward. That's the way my text read. Three ups. Up, up, up. Just keep going up. Behold, the whole land is before you. Go out and possess it. It's there for us. Now, in one respect, your land is your soul. In the 58th chapter of Isaiah, verse 11, he says, thy soul shall be as a watered garden. Likening your soul to a garden. A garden that God is cultivating and taking care of and irrigating. And God's a master gardener. He knows just how to garden. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, he says, ye are God's husbandry. The footnote says tillage. The idea is a field to be plowed. That's what you are. In your heart, your soul, your spiritual life, you're a field to be plowed. God's tillage. In that respect, your soul is your land. Also, in another respect, the land that lays before you and me, it's God's promises. And there are many. Brother Lane brought a message here, I think, the closing service of the assembly meeting about the promises of God. And he referred to several, but he mentioned that he was told there were 38,000, approximately, promises in God's Word. Well, I've been told there are more than 33,000. I don't know how many more, but that's a lot of promises. Yes, and let me encourage you that every promise in God's Word is available to every one of His children. And we'll just go out and possess them. Just take them. Go out and plant our feet by faith upon God's promises. They're ours. And the Word of God says not one word of all His good promises has ever failed. Somebody said here during the meeting two or three times that there was only one thing that God couldn't do, and that was fail. God can't fail. Well, God can't lie either. But that comes under the same category, I suppose, when it's in regard to promises. But let us be of the persuasion that Abraham was. Right in the face of all physical and biological impossibilities, Abraham believed God and said he was fully persuaded that what God had promised he was also able to perform. He just forgot all the biological impossibilities and physical impossibilities of dealing with God now. And God said this, and He's able to perform it.
Amen.
He's able to bring it to pass. That's our land. God's promises. And God can do everything but fail. And God never has failed. And He's not getting ready to now. They sang the song here during the meeting. Some of the young folks did. He never has failed me yet. Brother Trimble refused to sing that song. He said, that sounds like he might fail sometime, and I know he never will, so he just wouldn't sing that song. He never has failed me yet. And he will not fail me now. Now, if we are real diligent in our spiritual life, diligent in our souls, to go out and possess the land that lies before us, and by receiving these things into our souls, expand our borders and enlarge our souls, through diligence, we can add faith to faith, acres to acres, I'll say. We're talking about land. You can just add acres to acres. You can add faith to faith and experience to experience and victory to victory and promise to promise and just become fabulously rich and enlarge your borders to the farthest extent.
Yeah.
If you just be diligent in going onward and upward. Going forward. Forward, forward is the battle cry. One of our songs says, forward to the attack. Move in and take the land that belongs to you. God told Joshua, there's the land, go take it. I kind of, in this respect, I don't like the way that our schools are indoctrinating our children at this point. From the time they enter school right on up, they instruct them, assert yourself. The world's yours if you can take it. Well, children kind of come up assertive-like and aggressive-like and all, and they don't know as much about submission and obedience as they should. Assert yourself, the world yours, if you can take it. Well, I say I don't like that kind of teaching for our children, but I like it for you and me. I like that idea for saints. All the land lies out there, go take it. Assert yourself. Move out. Possess the land. Possess the promises. Possess your soul. Enlarge your borders. Expand. When it comes to a place where you've got to expand or lose out, don't think about losing out. Just expand. And increase your holdings till they'll support the investment that you have in your life already. If you don't, you're going to lose what you put into it. Many people make great sacrifices, and they go through bitter repentance, and they make restitutions that are difficult for them, and they forsake a lot of things and do a lot of things and go away and run into something down the line that they're not willing to make another sacrifice or pay more price, and they just lose out. They've come to a stalemate, and their investment doesn't pay off. But my advice to you this morning, as time runs out on me here, is up, up, up. Still upward, still upward, still upward. Expanding and broadening out and increasing in the things of God and in your faith and in the possession of God's promises, in your victories and in spiritual life, till you reach the summit. Still upward, still upward. Amen.